Let's go to the Jackson Transportation Authority. We welcome Chad Cumberworth, who has a freebie for you. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're not doing bad. We're still down in our ridership numbers, but we're inching up there, slowly but surely.
Yeah. It's been tough, hasn't it?
It's been really tough. Yeah, it's been really tough to recover from where we were at back in, I think our lowest point was June. We were down probably 70% compared to last year in ridership. So it's been an uphill climb, that's for sure. And we're going to stay there and keep going at it until we can get back to where we're at.
Have you guys had to lay off anybody?
No layoffs. We did temporarily furlough about 10 employees back in, I think, July, but they were only off for like a month, so we called them back. So, yeah, it's been going pretty good here. We're back to regular services, except for Jackson College is only three times per day instead of six as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, all our routes are up and they're running full force.
Well, you're going to do a freebie for the public. Tell us about that.
Freebie. Yeah, we're doing on November 3rd. We're encouraging everybody to get out and vote. And by that, we're allowing anybody that's going to vote to ride the bus for free. And you don't necessarily need to have your voter registration card, because I know a lot of polling stations anyway, just take your license. So if you just say you're going to vote, we'll let you ride for free. We'll take your word for it, I guess. And as long as we're dropping you off at the polling station, not a friend's house or whatever, so we'll know for sure. We're doing that for November 3rd from 6:15 a.m. to 6:15 p.m. So we're looking forward to it.
Good deal.
How
does we got the let's say the bad weather coming up? You guys prepared for that?
Oh, yeah, we're prepared. We got our snow emergency routes all planned out. Every year we change them up a little bit, and then we've got a new website that's going to have our emergencies and alerts on there for drivers or for riders to go on and check and see, okay, you know, is there a detour? Is there a snow emergency? Is there a delay in a certain bus route? So that'll be exciting.
What procedures you guys use on the buses now, Chad? You have to wear a mask or what?
We're still asking all passengers, all drivers definitely wear masks. We're still asking passengers to wear masks and try to keep that 6 feet social distance, even though on a crowded bus it's hard. But we're trying to do the best we can. We're disinfecting and cleaning our buses nightly. We're going extra above what we used to. So we're using EPA-approved solutions that will kill the coronavirus on contact, paying special attention to the high-touch areas like handrails, stop buttons, things of that nature.
Okay, Chad Cumberworth from JTA, again, November 3rd on Election Day. You can't get a free ride. Just tell the driver, right?
Yep, just tell the driver. Get out there and vote.
Hey, thanks, Chad.
Yep, thanks, Rick.
Appreciate it.